Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How did it get in there? Come on, help me out. How did, when they went to their tents and cried their eyes out all night, they laid down and opened up their self and let that grief come in them. And they were done. They really were defeated and hadn't fought one battle of these people. But there were two other guys. In Numbers 14. And 22, he said, all these men that have seen my glory and my miracles that I did in Egypt in the wilderness and have tempted me these 10 times, they hadn't listened to my voice, surely they're not going to see the land which I swore to their fathers. Neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. And he said another place, what they've been telling me all these months, that they're going to die out here in the wilderness, exactly what they said is going to happen to them. Yeah. Right. These people that say, well, you can have what you say doesn't work. It works everywhere. It works just as effectively negatively as it does positively. If you say you can't do it and you believe in your heart, what you say will come to pass. But if you're smart, you'll say something else and you'll believe something else. He said, but verse 24, my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, he didn't let that fear get in him.
Amen.
He didn't let that defeat get in him. He's followed me fully. Him I will bring into the land whither he went, and his seed shall possess it. And this is amazing right here, but it gets even more amazing. After this, another 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years passed while hundreds of thousands of men died out in the wilderness. But Caleb and Joshua never let defeat get in their hearts. Even though they were surrounded with men and women that were bitter and virtually cursing God for their condition that we're in and dying in defeat. We're not talking about a couple of people you knew died defeated. We're talking about hundreds of thousands all around you. But Joshua and Caleb would look at each other over the campfire at night. And they would say, you going? I'm going. Yeah, they're getting older every year. 60, 70, 80, and still people dying all around. And they'd look at each other. Now, I'm going. Are you going? I'm going. Don't quit me. I ain't quitting you. Don't quit me. You remember that big orchard we saw? Yeah. Wasn't that great? Won't that be fine? We'll be in there in that orchard. They're sitting out in the desert. And they're talking about vineyards. And orchards, and wells we didn't dig, and houses we didn't build, and it gave them joy. Thinking about those vineyards and houses and lands, and that joy kept them strong for 40 years. I know they weren't depressed for 40 years, they'd have never made it. It was, you talk about all around them, but it never got in them. They had another spirit. It was the spirit of faith.
Amen.
It was the spirit of joy.
Amen.
It was the spirit of victory.
Amen. Glory to God.
And it overcame it all. And I want you to hear in Joshua 14 the fulfillment of this 40 plus year journey. Joshua 14, after all the men, 603,547. No, 8. Because it was 550. But I know you got to subtract 2 from that number. Have died. 603,548 have died in the past. That's just the men. The past 40 years in this dry, desolate, monotonous wilderness. And now they're all gone, like the Lord said, like they said would happen to them. Who defeated them? Who robbed them of God's promise? Wasn't it giants? It wasn't the walled cities. And here they are again, back at the border, back ready to go into the land and take it this time with a new young generation, except for a few older guys, two in particular. Now he said, he told, this is Caleb telling Joshua, "Behold, the Lord has kept me alive," just like he said, "these 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, today's my birthday. I am this day 85 years old." 85. And yet, I am what? I am as strong this day as I was the day Moses sent me out 45 years ago to go spy out the land and find those grapes and bring back the report. And my strength is good. I'm as good a man to fight in war, to go out to the battle and to come back in at 85 as I was 45 years ago. I'm as good a man to fight today as I was when I was 40. What happened to him? What kept him so strong? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy over what? Over what? There's death all around him. There's despair. There's defeat all around him. There's desolation all around him. But he never let it in. It was knocking on his door of his heart. He wouldn't let it in. They're crying. They're feeling sorry for themselves. They're dying young. They're dying middle-aged. Caleb and Joshua. Every night over the fire. Maybe one day one's a little stronger than the other one. Joshua tells Caleb, "Caleb, yeah? Yeah, Josh? Tell me again about them grapes. You remember them grapes? Best grapes I ever tasted in my life, brother. I'm going to have me about 10 acres of them grapes." He said, "Me too. Me too." He said, "I'm going to come over to your house, and we're going to have some grape jelly and some grape pudding and some grape juice, grape bread, yeah, fried grapes." He said, and he said, "You remember those orchards? Oh man, you remember those figs? Yeah." He said, "I'm going to have me about 5 acres of them too." He said, "Me too." He said, "Did you see that one house over there? That thing must have been 8,000 square feet. And did you see that artwork and those trims and all that handcraft?" He said, "I'm going to get that house." Yeah. Caleb said, "You remember that mountain that we went up?" He said, "Yeah, I do." He said, "What was the name of that?" He said, "It don't matter because I already changed it." That mountain is Caleb's mountain. Caleb's mountain. And when they got there, he said, "You remember all that?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I'll tell you, I'm ready to go. I'm good to go." Verse 12. "Now, it's my birthday. I want something. Give me this mountain that we've been talking about for 45 years. Give me my mountain. We're here. I'm ready. All the unbelievers have died out finally, thank God. And we are ready." Unbelief can hinder you. Unbelief can hinder you. But it can't stop you.
That's
Right.
Only you can stop you.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, you heard there's Anakims in there. That's one reason I want it. I want them Anakims. You show them Anakims what God can do. I don't care if you're 20 foot tall. You know how big God is? He's bigger than a giant. He's bigger than a cedar tree. He's bigger than a mountain. He's bigger than earth. He's bigger than the sun. He's bigger than the solar system. Talk about big. You don't know what big is. Let me show you some big. The Lord's with me. I'm going to drive them out just like the Lord said. And Joshua said, bless you, faith brother. We knew this day was coming. Bless you. I bless you. He's the leader of the people. I bless you in the name of Jehovah, the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. And this mountain is given to you today. This is your mountain. Brother, go get your mountain. Hallelujah. And if you read to the rest of the chapter, that's exactly what he did. They took that whole thing. And it goes on to tell you, to this day, it's his. People will tell you, if you were in my circumstances, you wouldn't be telling me to cheer up. You would be telling me to rejoice. You don't know what I've been through. They're wrong. I said they're wrong. It doesn't matter what's around you. It never has to get in you. It's completely up to us. And if there is trouble all around, if there are giants, if there are walled cities, we need the strength of God. We're going to have it. And if it is going to take a while, we need the strength of God to sustain us through the years, through the unbelief around us, past the giants to our mountain. And there's only one thing that'll sustain you through all this. You can't cry. Can't afford it. Can't feel sorry for yourself. Can't afford it. Come on, are y'all with me? Yeah. If you want to make it, you cannot afford it. What do you got to do? You got to look up. You got to tune out all this stuff around you. You got to talk about how Jesus took your infirmities, bore your sicknesses, carried your pains, how with long life he's going to satisfy me and show me his salvation. I'm going to run my entire race and finish my course. How? The Bible said with joy, which is the same thing as saying finish strongly. Oh, can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.